אוקיי. וידבר השם אל משה אחרי מות שני בני אהרון בקרבותם לפני השם וימותו. And God talked to Moses after the two sons of Aaron died. And why did they die? When they drew near before the Lord. In other words, they got closer to God. Now, about this we talked about in the past. There are a lot of opinions. What exactly happened? Why did it happen? But one of the main things is that they were really holy people. And the lesson for us is, as we said, you can be on top of the world. You can be a tzaddik. You can be everything. You have to understand that the only way to approach God is the way that God ordered us to approach Him. We cannot decide for ourselves to do whatever we want to, even if the reason is to be holier. Because this is again connecting to our ego. Because sometimes, you know, people think, wow, I am a tzaddik. And if I'm a tzaddik, I can go another step. I can get, or I can change things. I can do things better. We have our Torah, and the Torah tells us exactly what to do. Like when we saw in the last parsha, that two times fire came down from heaven. Two times. And it's the same situation, but with a small difference. The first time it came, and that, by the way, it's written exactly the same. Both fires are written in the same way, that the fire got from heaven to here. One, the first time is when it got the sacrifice that Aaron brought, and the second time, when it took Aaron's sons. And the difference is that Aaron did what God told him to do, and the two sons of Aaron didn't do what God told them to do. They all do the same thing. They also wanted to go in and get closer to God by a certain sacrifice. But they were not told to do this. In other words, don't decide for yourself how to do and what to do against the way the Torah tells us to do things. Even if you are a tzaddik. And the lesson is told to us in a terrible way. But as we talked about it last week, I think, that the minute that somebody thinks he knows better, that's the minute when we have to be very careful. And it happens that things sometimes get out of proportion, that a young rabbi decides that he is so holy that he can change the laws and he can put new things into our tradition. And it's the same thing. And he covers everything with holiness. But we know the way. And there is only one way. The same way as God ordered Moses, that's the way we should go on. So this is the first lesson that we are being taught. Acharei mot shnei bnei Aaron. And then Aaron is being told. Aaron HaKohen is being told. Ve'al yavo bechol et el HaKodesh. You cannot approach God whenever you want. Look what happened to your two sons. In other words, even though you are the Kohen Gadol, you are the high priest, but you also obligate to go with the law. You cannot be above the law. Doesn't matter who you are. There is a big question here, if the God is really talking not only to Moses and not only to Aaron, but also to Moses. There is an opinion that says that Moses could go in wherever he wanted to. But there are people that say that here it was also it was told to Moses to tell Aaron, but it really was also telling Moses, you also have to be careful. But that's a different issue. We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever he wanted, he could speak with God. But the Torah is telling us, and the lesson is, that even if you're at a very high level, it's like in normal life. Even the prime minister or the president have to obey the law. And even a king has to obey the law. He's not above the law. We all know what happened to kings who thought that they are above the law. They got above somewhere else. And now, after we're being told this lesson, we are talking here about Yom Kippur and the two goats that are being chosen, to one to Azazel and the other one to God. But we're not going to go into this today. We're going to try and go into the
Kodeshim.
Yes, the next parsha. Because otherwise we won't get to the next parsha, and we have two parshiot. And the next parsha is also a very interesting parsha that talks to each one of us about things that we have to do. First of all, the thing is, Daber el kol adad bnei Israel, talk to all the people of Israel, and tell them, Kdoshim to you, you shall be holy. Ki kadosh ani, because I am holy. I am your God, I am holy. And the question is, what is holy? What does it mean, be holy? What is it?
Sanctifying.
What is sanctifying myself is like to put tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, to put 20 tzitzis on me, to have a special mezuzah.
No.
But what is being holy?
It's to follow the laws of Hashem.
Okay. So this is, if I'm following the laws of Hashem, I'm already holy. So the Torah should tell us, do the mitzvahs. But the Torah is telling us, be holy. If it was so simple that if I only participate and do the mitzvahs and I'm holy, the Torah didn't have to tell me, I want you to be holy. Or the Torah could have told us, do the mitzvahs and then you'll be holy. But that's not what the Torah is telling us. And it's very interesting that the mitzvah next to it was, Ishimo va'aviv tirau ve'et shabtotai tishmaru ani Hashem Elokechem. You should fear your mother and father, and you should keep Shabbos. What is this whole thing connected to be holy?
Every man.
To be holy is to do this every morning we say. Kavod Elohim, Afnasalchim.
There are a lot of explanations what is holy. One of the explanations is that because this parsha is being right told us after all the sins you're not allowed to do, incest and all the things that we have in the last parsha. It is an explanation, of course, Chas v'Sholom, I'm not done, but I like more the explanation that tells to be holy is, as we said, to love God. To love God, like you love your wife, you love your husband, so that's the reason you got married. Otherwise, you wouldn't get married. In other words, what do you do when you marry your wife and you marry your husband? How is it called? Kiddushin. Holy. That's what it's called. Kiddushin. Kiddusha. So what is holy? Holy is to separate one. To be above. Not just separating him like God. God, I am holy. What does it mean that God is separated from us? He is holy. He is separated from this world. He is something up there. And when a couple get married, they are holy because they are now belong to each other and to nobody else. In other words, holiness is to separate myself from something. Separating myself in a positive way, of course. Not in a wrong way. And if I love somebody, as I said, what do you do? You do more than you have to do. In other words, to be holy means to love and cherish and to do more than what I have to do. And that's one of the explanations. To be holy is to separate
go beyond
myself.
The point.
Exactly. To go beyond the point. In other words, I am allowed to eat. So I can eat a normal meal, and I can eat, how do you say, from all the best stuff in the world, and eat another steak, and not this, another, like, exactly. That's not holiness. But I'm allowed to. Yes, you're allowed to. But there are a lot of things you're allowed to, but if you do them too much, it's already abusing it. In other words, to be holy is to take what God gave us and use it in the best way. Separate myself from the others that do all those things because they desire it. They do it to pleasure themselves, to pleasure their ego. We have to be a little more. We have to use our ego to connect to God. We have to use our ego to connect to our brothers and sisters. We have to use the will that we have in order to do good. In other words, yes, as we said, we have to love ourselves. But why? So we can love each other. And the same way is the meaning of being holy, kedoshim to you. You want to be holy, you do more than what you have to do. Or, even with the things you are allowed to do, you are not abusing them. And this is connected to Ishimo Aviv Tirau. You should fear your father, your mother and father. Ve'echapto ta'itishmoru. And it's all also connected to God. Because what is written here at the end? Again, Ani Hashem Elokechem. God is telling us, you should fear your mother and father, but you and your father and mother have to keep Shabbos. In other words, if your mother or father telling you to sin, to lechalel Shabbos, you don't have to listen to them. Because, yes, you have to fear your father and mother, you have to listen to them, as long as it goes according to God's will. If it's not going according to God's will, you shouldn't listen to them, because they are also the same as you, also obligated to commit to do the mitzvahs. Not only you, they also. In other words, they cannot tell you to go against God. But otherwise, you have to fear them as you fear God. Because Ani Hashem Elokechem, I created you, and I created your father and mother, and they created you, and you have three partners. That's why God is here. Three partners, everybody's God. A father, a mother, and God. I want to go into one of the very interesting points that in Parsha that's again connected to Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha, which is in Pasuk, starts for Pasuk 17.
Pasuk 17,
yes, in Kedoshim Perek Yutet.
Pasuk, right?
Yes. Yutet. Perek Yutet, Pasuk 17. Lo tisna et achicha. You've got it?
Yeah.
Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. Ocheach tochiach et amitecha. Velo tisa alav chet. Lo tikom velo titor et bnei amecha. Ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha. Ani Hashem. So the Torah is telling us, we should not hate our brother in the heart. we have to rebuke our neighbors and not bear sin because of him. And also, we shall not take ventures and nor grudge against the children of thy people. We should love we shall love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. We have to understand that the Torah is not connecting just those things and they are separate things. They're all connected together. In other words, Or Chaim HaKadosh explains, you should not hate your brother at your heart. People think, okay, I cannot love this guy. I hate him. But I'm not going to do any action. As we said, in love, you have to do action. So here, I'm not going to do any action. So, what's wrong? I don't love him. I hate him. So, the Torah wants me to love him. Okay, I'm not going to do any action against him. But I'm going to hate him. Because I hate him. I cannot love him. The Torah tells you, when we talk about loving, you should not hate your brothers also in your heart. So, how do I work with this? This guy did something wrong. I hate him. The Torah tells you, "Ocheach tocheach et amitecha." You should rebuke him. What does it mean? So sometimes you see somebody is doing something wrong, and you hate what he's doing. The Torah tells you, go and rebuke him. Now, rebuke, you have to understand, you don't do like, and come to him, what have you done? That's not the way to do it. You have to do it nicely. You have to do it because you love him. It has to come from love, not from hate. So first of all, lo tisna achicha b'levavecha. You should not hate your fellow when you rebuke him. And you have to rebuke him. Why? Because a lot of times, you think you saw something, and then when you talk with him about it, you realize that it was nothing wrong with what he do. On the contrary, it was a very good thing. You know, a lot of times we see people doing things and we think they are wrong, and then we realize that he did a good thing. But we look at it from the outside. We don't realize what happened before and what's happening after and what does this guy think and why did he do what he did. So two things can happen. Either you will realize that what he did was nothing wrong with it, or maybe when you tell him, maybe he didn't even understand what he did. He will fix what he did, and in any way, you're not going to hate him anymore, even if you thought about hating him, because now you realize that's nothing wrong. Otherwise, it says, ולא תישא עליו חטא. What does he mean, לא תישא עליו חטא? You not bear sin because of him. What does it mean? Because if you don't rebuke him, you are going to sin.
Because you are attributing to a sin.
Yes. Because you are not doing what you're supposed to do. First of all, you by yourself hate him because of something. Then, if you're not going to rebuke him, he's not going to fix what he did wrong. And you're going to be blamed for it.
I have no courage to say anything
for him. We'll get to it in a minute. Lo tikom velo titor. And then also, as somebody did something wrong to you, you should not revenge it. And not even have a grudge about it.
What is to have a
grudge? Like, a
grudge. A grudge. You say, okay, I'm going to help you. Not like you did. You didn't help me. In other words, there are two things. First of all, I'm going to revenge what you did. That's, of course, you're not allowed to do. But that's not the only thing you're not allowed to do. You're not even allowed to have a grudge on him. Because he's your brother. And that's what the Torah wants you. He wants you not to hate your brother. And when you do according to what the Torah is really telling you, says Orachaim HaKadosh, you don't keep it inside. You come to him and you open your heart and you talk with him heart to heart. And then you realize two things. Either what you saw was not really what you thought it was. Secondly, he will fix what you think he did wrong, if he did wrong. And this way, you are not going to be a part of the sin. And then, of course, if you don't revenge or have a grouch, again, you're hiring your level, and the main thing is to get to what? Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. So sometimes to get ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, we have to look at things in a good eye. And sometimes when we see something wrong, we have to approach it in the right way, of course. And again, there is an opinion that today there is no rebuke because we don't know how to rebuke. That's also this, one of the things. So in other words, you don't go to people and rebuke them. But if you know how to approach it, and if you have an influence on the people, and if you do it in the right way, you should do it. Because as we see, the thing that is going to lead for all of us, to lead to loving each other, is to have an open heart, not to keep things inside.
Yes.
Sometimes when we keep things inside, that's the worst thing to do. So the first thing to do in order to love each other is, if you see something wrong,
to express yourself.
Express yourself. Because a lot of times we will find out, you know, he didn't invite me to a wedding. Ah, he hates me, he did that. Maybe he forgot. Or maybe he didn't invite a lot of people. And he invited only the nearest family. We don't know. A lot of times we think something and then years later we find out that we didn't talk for this guy for 10 years and there was nothing there. We have a friend, my wife's friend, suddenly stopped talking with us. A few years later, we married our son and we invite her to the wedding. She didn't even answer. So I told my wife, says, something here is wrong. Phone her. See what's happening. She phoned her. She says, you didn't come to my function. She says, what function? I didn't get an invitation. This whole thing was because they sent an invitation to us which didn't get to us.
Wow.
So nobody knew about it. We didn't even phone to say Mazel Tov. And she thought that we are ignoring her and we don't want to come to her function and did a whole breakers because of it. And then we only find it out after, I don't know, quite a few years, when we invited her to our wedding, to our son's wedding. That's exactly what's written here. Lo tisna achicha bilvavecha. Ochiach tochiach et amitecha. Don't have something inside about your friend. Take it out. Speak with him. Connect. Have a connection. When you connect, you find things are not as you thought they are.
But when they don't want to connect, we have a friend. From the beginning, we were, from the youth, we were friends. And since we came to Israel, after 1 year, they begin to not to talk with us, and they didn't go to our invitations of weddings. And Yosef tried everything to get in touch.
Did you find out what was wrong?
They didn't want to answer.
That's what's written here. You need to two tango. That's exactly the idea. That's why we are learning it. Not only for us. Also the other side has to read this. We're not the only one who's reading this.
But the other side is completely against religion. This is the reason.
My granddaughter's mother sits next to her sister. Every Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, they have the same seats. the 15 years they haven't spoken to each other.
No. That's exactly what we're talking about.
And she says to her a couple of times, you know, this is ridiculous. I don't remember why we stopped talking. You know, it's Rosh Hashanah. We have to make up.
Yes. I have to tell you, you know, once I had a row with one of the family, never mind. And before Yom Kippur, I said, you know, it's before Yom Kippur, maybe we'll straighten up things. So you know what his answer was? I've got time to Yom Kippur. And I couldn't believe this answer, you know.
I have no time for Yom Kippur?
No, he's got time. It wasn't yet Yom Kippur.
When it's Yom Kippur, he'll think about it.
Yeah, he will think about it on Yom Kippur. No, I got this answer. What do you do? And then I said, okay, I left it. Baruch Hashem, today we speak and do everything. But we kept, you have to realize, even though at that time he didn't want to straighten up things, it got into him. So it took time. Because sometimes, you know, you are so proud that you don't let go. But you have to understand, that's what Orach Chaim HaKadosh says. If you take out what you think, eventually it will work. So, okay, sometimes you get somebody who doesn't work, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to try the next time. So those friends don't want to talk with you because they are far away from religion. They are far away from listening to you should love your... what can you do? You can only try. And don't worry about
they
it.
Are
as long as long as you try, as long as you try, as long as you try, I'm saying as long as you try, you are on the right side. We should hope, Ezrat Hashem, that we all will realize and try and change things for the better.
There are two guys in Beit HaKnesset by your side that they don't talk and talk.
By my side?
By your side. And they don't talk, and Martin tried to make peace, and Yosef tried to make peace, and they don't.
And they still haven't made peace. You need